And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. We'll get back to our guest in just a moment. But first, it's astronomical and astrological assignment editor Beth McDonald. And the chill is definitely in the air, Beth. It's November, and it is the second. And we are in the sign of, survey said.
We are still in Scorpio.
Okay, the Scorpion.
And this is a really big time. You know, this is the most sacred, most serious time of the year, with the solar Samhain and Halloween on Thursday, the 31st. Today's the 2nd. We're kind of in the middle. And then tomorrow, Sunday the 3rd, is the lunar Samhain. It's also the time when daylight savings time ends, and there's a solar eclipse, as well as a new moon in Scorpio. And so it's not just that we're in Scorpio, we are in a lot of Scorpio, and it's a time when the wall between the worlds is the thinnest. And so our ability to access God, our ability to access the wisdom of the universe and to feel the connection of the dearly departed who are no longer with us in body but always with us in spirit, is much, much greater and more powerful.
That seems like an awful lot. As far as you know, as far as this time of the year, I mean, here we are again on the 2nd, all that stuff that you mentioned that's happening all at the same time or right around the same time, is that pretty typical of this time of the year? Is this something that, as far as you know, is sort of a rarity? It happens, but, you know, maybe every 20, 30, 40 years or something.
Yeah, it rotates. You know, okay. Those eclipses, we always have two sets of eclipses during the course of the year, but they rotate from year to year slightly, and so every year they're at a slightly different time.
Okay.
And so every now and again we are going to have these things happen at a very at a time that's already very powerful, but whenever it is on those, whenever there is an eclipse coupled with a Mercury retrograde, or whenever there's an eclipse coupled with one of the Shabbat days, the solstices, the equinoxes, and the cross-quarter days, it's going to be more powerful. This one is kind of a trifecta because there's two eclipses that are happening, you know, in the middle of a Mercury retrograde and at the time of Samhain at Halloween, All Saints Day, you know, Day of the Dead, all the time of the year when we honor life's great circles and cycles and the mysteries.
Right. So the things that we want to really be mindful of at this particular period are what?
Well, for me, you know, harvest, this time of year is harvest, and this time of year, especially for businesses and even families with their finances, it's the fourth quarter, man. It's like, if you're going to salvage the fourth quarter, it's going to happen now.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have a plan. You've got to be awake and present to whatever your financial situation is and what your goals are for the rest of the year and how you're going to get there from here. That's always the biggest piece this time of year, actually, regardless of what fiscal calendar you use.
Right.
You know, it's a huge chunk of what's going on right now. Another piece of it, always this year, this time of year, is politics. Now, there are politics in every relationship. Your relationship with your parents and your children has a politics to it. Your relationship with your spouse and your family members and your neighbors. But bigger than that, you know, this has been a very political year, and it's an election year. Don't forget to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We are a culture of victims. We whine and cry because of what those awful politicians are doing to us, and yet we don't participate. You know, especially in this county, the rate of the percentage of people who are registered to vote is quite small. Those who actually are registered and do vote is smaller. You know, participate, show up, you know, play your part so that you can feel better. This is a good time for that. Scorpio rules politics and power, and it's time to take yours back.
Interesting. And when we are traversing through the signs as well as the stars are whirling around us, you know, you talked about these different astronomical events taking place over this period of time, as well as I find Halloween and of course, I think it's November 1st is like the Day of the Dead. Halloween is sort of the celebratory thing, but then there's the ceremonial, if you will, or traditional thing, I think, on the 1st of November.
Well, and some people celebrate it on the 5th, and for some people it does rotate. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on your particular religion. I know the Catholics are very specific about it.
Yeah.
Other religions aren't so, and so it's all happening right here. Even in the Mayan calendar, there is a big celebration of the souls of the departed and honoring of the birth, life, death, and rebirth cycle that happens this time of year. So it's a very big deal.
Interesting. Well, people, of course, are always encouraged, as we share, to get in touch with you through your website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. You're on Facebook. How long have you been on Facebook?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. 2006 or 2007?
Okay.
I was late to that party.
I haven't even been... I think I rejected the invitation.
Yeah. I waited.
But
I
who
waited
knows?
A long time.
Well, who knows? I might join again one day if I can figure it out. I may get to the point where, if I have the wherewithal, I may have to hire someone saying, look, I need you to handle the Facebook and the Twitter and those kinds of things, and get me up and running and moving forward in that regard, because I just don't have the time. That's really more anything else, is that I want to manage my time better, and I know that this is a good time of the year to really get a handle on that and get into a good pattern.
Scorpio is so precise.
Yeah, and as I've shared with you too, we've been going through a lot of our stuff that we haven't gone through since we moved. It's been under the house and pulling it out and getting rid of stuff, clearing and cleansing and getting the flow moving again. That's a real important thing. Anyway, Beth McDonald Consulting is on Facebook. And, of course, you can also call 963-0842. We will talk next week, which will be the 9th of November.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And we've got more to come. Stay tuned.